I thank the Lord for the talent that he blessed Maddie with and that she's willing to use it. And we have other young people here at the church that God has blessed and given the talent to sing. And I just, you know, want to encourage all of them to use what the Lord has given you and sing for him. And I was thinking when Brother Joey said what he did when Shirley and I first came here to Fairview Memorial. Maddie was standing on the step stool when she would sing, and I remember we talk about it quite often. The first time that we ever got to hear her when she came up here to sing, and we were sitting there and we thought we would hear a little girl's voice, and she just belted it. And I think, as I said, I thank the Lord for, the same God that is with us and blesses us in our lives, he'll be with our children and bless our children and our grandchildren. And I thank the Lord for that. Let's remember her in our prayers as she goes away to school. Let's pray for her. College can be a dangerous place. And let's pray that God will watch over her. I want to call your attention to some scripture found in the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. If you have your Bibles and would care to read along with me, turn to Luke chapter 16. I want to read a few verses beginning with verse 19. Luke chapter 16 beginning with verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. I want to speak today about the certainty of death and the uncertainty as to when. And I believe that both of those things are true about us as people. It's certain that we will die. The Bible has appointed that, or God has appointed that unto us. It is appointed unto men once to die. The Bible tells us that. But we don't know when that it's going to happen. And in this account here in Luke 16 about these two men who lived very different lifestyles one from another, I mean, life for Lazarus was far different than it was for the rich man. I'm talking about their earthly lives. There was a great contrast between them. The one was very rich, not just a little bit rich, but he was very rich. And Lazarus wasn't a little bit poor, he was destitute. He was the poor of the poor. He was extremely poor. So they were very different from each other. And the Bible says that Lazarus died. The beggar died, and he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And there's something in this that we're not told, We don't know. The Bible didn't give us any details concerning the death of either of these men. We don't know what they died from. We don't know if they died being aware that their time was close. All we know about both of these men is that they died. We don't know if it came upon them suddenly, or we don't know if perhaps somehow, you know, maybe they were told, Lazarus being in the condition that he was in. I mean, the Bible, you know, talks about his physical condition being that he was full of sores, and the dogs would come around and lick his sores. And we don't know. Perhaps there was something that he was feeling. Perhaps he had the idea that his death would be soon. I mean, we're just not told. You know, the Bible just told us what it told us, that they both died. Now, we do have some, accounts in the Bible. We have an account of Saul, King Saul. And I was downstairs for a few moments this morning, and Brother Todd was speaking about this in the Sunday school lesson. But we have the account of King Saul when he, when God had just stopped having anything at all to do with him. He couldn't get in touch with God no matter what he did, no matter what he tried. God just stopped communicating with Saul, stopped answering him completely. And so he went to the witch there at Endor. He went to the soothsayer and got her to summons up Samuel. And he was told, if you go back and read that, when that happened, Saul was told that he was going to die, him and his sons were going to die on tomorrow. I mean, they were given, Saul was given warning of his death, that he was going to die the very next day. If you go to the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, where God is telling Abraham how that his seed, his descendants, are going to be strangers in a land that's not theirs, and they're going to be afflicted, and they're going to serve them 400 years. And God said, after this, I'm going to bring them out with great substance. If you go read the 15th chapter of Genesis, you'll see in that when God was prophesying these things to Abraham, he assured Abraham that he was going to be buried in a good old age. And so, Abraham was given something special by God that very few people ever get. He was actually told, you're going to live to an old age. You're going to be buried in a good old age. And God, he certainly can do that. But like I said, you can look throughout the scriptures and you won't find many accounts of that, of what God did for Abraham. I mean, it's an isolated occurrence. The truth is, for most of us, just like with Lazarus and this rich man, the truth is, with most of us, all that we actually know is that we will die. And we do know that. We do have knowledge of that. I wonder how many of you here today, I know this is true for me, and I couldn't tell you why, actually. But I remember when I was younger, when I was in my late teenage years, I really never thought that I would live to the age that I have lived to. And like I said, I have no idea why I had such a notion, because I knew that I really couldn't be sure. But I just always felt like that I would, you know, die younger than what I have lived to be. You know, God knows we don't. There may be some of you here that, you know, feel the same way. There may be some of you here that have, your age has far surpassed what you thought. Your days on earth have already gone past what you really thought that they would be. I'm going to tell this. I remember my wife and I, Flo and Henry Pillow, one time, they wanted us to go out to eat with them. And so we did. We went out to eat, and while we were eating, Flo was getting on to Henry about something he hadn't got done. You know, this was after that the doctors had told him he didn't have very long to live. And she was getting on to him about something he was, you know, she wanted him to do, and he hadn't got it done. And he said, "Well, I thought I'd be dead before that." And he just, you know, he didn't seem like that bothered him one bit. He just wasn't going to do it. He figured he'd be gone. But, you know, we just don't know. I mean, that's the bottom line. None of us know. You know, this time yesterday, I was 400 miles from here preaching a funeral in Washington, Illinois. Sister Marge Spoon, member of Pleasant Valley Missionary Baptist Church there, passed away. And she was 82 years old, been sick for a while. And yesterday her daughter was telling me that, you know, some time ago she had been to the doctor and she knew that she was getting bad, and she asked the doctor, she said, "Tell me," or I guess she didn't ask him, she told him, she said, "Tell me how long you think I've got." And he said, "Well, I believe probably 6 months." And she, you'd have to know her to appreciate this, but she told the doctor, she said, "Well, that won't do. Because you see, just a little bit beyond that time, just a little bit more than 6 months, they were going to be celebrating their 65th wedding anniversary." And so when the doctor told her she had 6 months to live, she said, "Well, that just won't do. That's not long enough. I need to make it a little bit beyond that." And, you know, God allowed her to. She made it to where they celebrated their 65th anniversary. But she didn't control that. We don't control our lives. We live as long as God lets us live, and then we experience what Job spoke about in the 14th chapter of Job in the 15th verse. That call comes. You know, there may be some here. I've known people in my lifetime. My grandfather confessed this not too long before he passed away. He said, "I'm just waiting for God to call me." And sometimes I believe that we, maybe we reach a point in our life where that becomes the case. I'm just waiting for that call. And Job said there in Job 14:15, "Thou shalt call." In reference to God, "God, you will call and I will answer you." But we just don't know when that it's going to take place. You can go now, and this will support very much what I'm saying. And I'm not, you know, I'm not saying get up and leave, but I'm saying you could go right now. You know, we are situated, our meeting house, our church building, we're situated right next to a cemetery. I mean, you could go there today and you could find out that death comes at all ages. All ages. The rich man died. Lazarus died. Lazarus, the beggar, he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man in hell lift up his eyes being in torments. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I know that it's hard. I know that it's hard for us, it's difficult and it's challenging and it's hard for us to see people go. But I'm going to tell you this, you know, the person that dies in their youth that was ready to go, they're far better off than somebody that lives to old age on earth and never makes their preparations to be with God. It's not how long that we live. It's what we do with that time. The preachers, when I was a young boy, I've told you this before, when I was growing up in Indianapolis among those missionary Baptist churches there, it seemed like there was a phrase at that time that was common among the preachers that I heard preach, and they would say, "This world is just a preparing place to get ready for the world that is to come." You know, these things that I'm saying, they're elementary. They're not at all hard to see. The Bible speaks about these things very plainly. And we hear them preached quite often, it seems. But you know, as I thought about these things today, and I thought about that, I thought, you know, this is something that we I know in our missionary Baptist churches, we've heard this type of preaching for years about the uncertainties of life and the certainty of death. But you know what? I hope today that we take this to be as serious as it truly is. Because, lost friend, listen. You don't know. You just don't know when that call is going to come. And this is something that there have been many, many people throughout time. There have been many people that have been surprised by this. There have been many people that have thought they were just certain. Many people have been the opposite of what I was, where I thought when I was a young person, I felt like that I would die at a fairly young age. And there have been many people that just felt certain that they were going to live to an old age, but that wasn't God's plan for them. Brother Bandy's friend this morning that he shared with me before service and with us during service, died at the age of 41. And you know, we don't consider that by any means to be a person that has reached old age. There was a time when it was a lot more so than it is now, but we don't consider that. We consider that to be someone dying in their younger years. But the living know that they shall die. The Bible tells us that in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5. And you know what? I can think back. Now listen, I don't have a very much short-term memory. I really don't. I mean, I struggle to remember things that happened 5 minutes ago, but for some reason, I can remember clearly things that happened a long time ago. And I can think back to a time in my life when I was just a child. I mean, I was just a little child, not many years older than my little granddaughter that's here this morning. And you know what? By the time I was 5 or 6 years old, I remember being well aware of the fact that I was going to die. I knew that. I don't know if you can remember that in your childhood or not, but I can. I can remember just being a little bitty child and already knew that that was something that I would have to do. We're aware of it. I believe there are people here today among us, by the lack of your testimony and by your actions, that you know. You're aware, just like Ecclesiastes 9 and 5 tells us, you know that you're going to die. You know that that time is going to come. And you also know that you're not ready. That your soul is not prepared. And you know what else? I believe that you're aware of the fact that you don't know when you're going to die. Now, when you take all those things, when you take all of the knowledge that you have of that, what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with the knowledge that you have, knowing that you're going to die one day, not knowing when it's going to happen, and knowing that your soul is not prepared for that? What are you going to do with that? Well, you know, you can deny it. You can try to push that away from you. The devil will help you to do that. I guarantee you, he will help you to do that. You know, you can try to say, well, I know that that's true, but, you know, I'm just going to shrug that off, and I'm going to get through this service, and I'm going to go about, my daily task, and I'm just going to forget about it for now. That's a dangerous way to live. Lost friend, that's a dangerous thing to do. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. If we go back just a few verses or a few chapters before this, in the 12th chapter of Luke, we read about an account that the Lord gave in the form of a parable. We read about the thought that people have that they will live for a long time. And the 12th chapter of Luke, Jesus spoke about this man in a parable that the ground of this rich man brought forth plentiful. And that's all that he was thinking about was the things of this world. And his, harvest was so great that he didn't have room to store it all. And so he said, I'll just tear down my barns and I'll build bigger barns and I'll lay in store goods for many years. And then I'll say to my soul, soul, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Thou hast much goods laid up for many years. But God said unto him, thou fool! Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Now let me tell you what God says about it. What I was just talking about a moment ago, about having the knowledge of these things and yet not doing anything about it, just shrugging it off and trying to push it away from you. Let me tell you what God says about it, not what Brother Miller says about it, but you know what God says about it? He says that's a foolish way to live. That's a foolish way to think. Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. In the Bible, when we read about the flood, when Noah and his family entered into the ark and God shut the door, you know what Jesus said about it in the 24th chapter of Matthew? He said they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. I believe the people that died in the flood, they suddenly realized that they had waited too long. I mean, very quickly, they were brought to the realization that it was too late for them. You know, let me tell you something. If you're here today and you're lost and you still have opportunity to turn to the Lord and seek Him and be saved, you better thank God that you haven't come to the point that it's too late for you, because it will come. It will come, sure enough. Listen, just as sure as you're here today, if you keep pushing God away, the day will come when this will be true for you. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And you're not saved. And you won't ever be saved. You won't ever be saved if you pass away the opportunities that God gives you. That'll come when it'll be true that it'll just be too late for you. Those people, when the flood, when the fountains of the deep were broken up and the rain began to fall, I believe they suddenly, very quickly realized, too late, too late. This rich man that we read about in Luke 16, I don't know. Perhaps he was just enjoying all of the things of this life. And the next thing he knew, in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. Oh, people leave the world oftentimes so suddenly, so suddenly. Will you have another opportunity? I don't know. You don't know. But I know you have this one before you now. You have this before you now. Death is certain, friends. It's certain. As to when, it's very uncertain. You better prepare. You better take advantage of the time that God is giving you and make your preparations for the hour of your death. Let's have a song, Brother Wayne. Let's sing. If you're here and you're lost, we invite you to the Lord.